There's a production of one of the masterpieces of world theatre opening soon in Sacramento. It's Shakespeare's tragedy Othello, produced by the Sacramento Theatre Company. We have the two lead actors, the man who play Othello and Iago, in our studio, as well as the director of the production, Peggy Shannon. Peggy is also the artistic director of Sacramento Theatre Company. We'll start with Peggy Shannon. Peggy, welcome back to Insight.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
How big a play is Othello? How important a play is it in the ranks of world theatre?
Well, it's a very big play. We actually talk about that a lot in rehearsal. It feels often like we're doing an opera. It's a very, very big play. And in terms of its place just in world literature, it's one of the great, great tragedies of theater.
And being a Shakespeare play, in the original, it's quite long. How long is your production?
Well, we're still trying to understand and come to terms with that. I don't know. Probably 2.5 hours to 45.
Okay. Now, the actor playing Othello is Mark Antonio Pritchett. Mark, welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Is this the first time you played Othello?
I've done it one time before.
Yeah. Yes. And how do you feel about the task of playing Othello? It must be an unusual demand compared to many other roles.
Oh, yes. The emotional range of Othello is huge, you know. And so it's always a challenge to try and find that and justify those moments so they come from someplace real, but they still reach the magnitude that play, you know, really demands.
For people who haven't seen Othello, just tell us what we need to know about the character Othello. Who is he?
Othello is a Moor in...
In other words, from North Africa.
Yes. By birth.
Yes.
Raised in Italy, who's moved up the ranks, the military ranks, to the role of general. And is one of the secret weapons, I suppose, they unleash on the enemy, the Ottoman.
Yes.
And Iago would be his right-hand man.
And the bad guy. And playing Iago is Matt K. Miller. Matt, welcome to Insight.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Tell us about Iago. He's an unusually multidimensional villain.
Yes. Yes. A conniver. He's very smart, very manipulative. And he's very forthright with the audience, which is sort of a wonderful device. You get to make the audience a confidant, and you tell them what you're about to do, and they know what you're about to do. But I think the trick for the actor is to be as convincing as possible in the context of the scenes. That's what's compelling, is how he does what he does.
Tell us a bit more about who Iago is.
Iago is Othello's ensign, his right-hand man, as Mark described, who has been passed up for promotion, is his first grievance with Othello. He also develops a bit of sexual jealousy over his wife, his own wife, who he thinks has slept with Othello. He's a warrior without a war, too, so he needs somewhere to channel all of this energy, this jealousy, this wonderful skill he has at conniving and manipulating. And so he's let loose to run rampant, pretty much.
Iago is Othello's right-hand man, mm-hmm. but he betrays him most horribly.
Yeah, he
I'm sounding Shakespearean when I say that.
Yes.
It's a strange phrase.
<I just
say. laughs>
Very good, Jeffrey.
why does Iago turn against Othello? Or has he been harboring this for a long time, do you think?
I don't think a long time, no. I think he's a career soldier, and it begins with being passed up for promotion to lieutenant. He gives the lieutenantry to someone else, and that begins his grievances. And then it picks up into sexual jealousy, as I mentioned, and it becomes a snowball. It's a momentum that takes over.
Now, race is an element in this play.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy,
yeah.
Othello is African. Iago is European.
Correct.
Is race part of the problem between Iago and Othello?
Well, it's an excellent question, and I'm going to answer it. I just want to say that this morning we were in a middle school talking about race with middle school students, and Mark was talking about playing Othello and looking at some contemporary some parallels. And I think race is a part of what creates this burning need for Iago to destroy Othello, But I think it's one thing. I don't think it's the main thing. I think it truly is. Iago has visions of grandeur, I think, for himself and a vision for where he wants his life to be and to go. And it doesn't include playing sort of second fiddle to somebody that he doesn't even have respect for who gets the promotion over him.
Mark, what do you think about race in Othello?
I think one of the biggest things, I think it adds to the tragedy of the whole thing, too, because this is a man who, despite being different than everyone around him, has risen up to the highest level of respect and is laid completely low. You know, by the end of this play, it's all gone, and everything that he thought was betraying him was not. And instead, he turned out to destroy his own world, and it all kind of centers around that to some extent.
I think it's, may I just say about race, I think it's very interesting that some of the most racist and horrific racial images are put forth to Othello, to his face, as well as behind his back. But when they're put forth before his face, he's a warrior. He doesn't take a sword and kill somebody. He uses his words to elevate himself and to fight on that level.
Mark, do you think that's because Othello was used to it and he just resolved to ignore these insults that were sent to him?
I think that he understands that if he was to respond in kind, that he would be proving everybody's stereotypes about him right. Mm-hmm. And for that, he holds himself up to kind of a higher example than everyone else. And takes the high road in situations like that.
Now, different theater companies over the years, over the decades, have handled this in quite different ways. Mm-hmm. You've got white actors, mm-hmm. some of the greatest of all time, like Laurence Olivier and John Gielgud, have played Othello, sometimes with black makeup and sometimes not. Mm-hmm. And you have African-American actors, great actors, Lawrence Fishburne, Paul Robeson, for example, mm-hmm. playing the character. And I believe that Patrick Stewart played Othello mm-hmm. on the stage, mm-hmm. and all the other actors were black,
yes. mm-hmm.
and he was the only white person on the stage. Peggy, what do you think about that? What's the most appropriate way to do Othello?
I don't think there is a most appropriate way. I think it's a really interesting thing to try to make productions resonate for a contemporary audience. We chose to do a very traditional casting with having Mark playing Othello and Matt playing Iago, and the casting throughout the play is fairly traditional. We all value what the play is, and we've kind of, as a team, come together to mm-hmm. Do it in a fairly traditional way.
Now, we have a scene from the play, which I believe is Act 3, Scene 3.
It is.
Matt, can you tell us where we are in the play? What do we need to know before you start the scene?
By this point, Iago is determined to bring about Othello's destruction. And he's devised a means to do it and to sow the seeds of jealousy in Othello that his wife is unfaithful with his new lieutenant. It's a great scene. It's a great play. It really is. And this scene is wonderful because the way Shakespeare wrote it, Iago has to do so without Othello perceiving his motives. So it's devious.
Yes.
It's terribly devious, but it's also wonderful.
So here we go. This is it's Othello and Iago from a production of Othello that's going to open soon in Sacramento.
My noble lord.
What dost thou say, Iago?
Did Michael Cassio, when you wooed my lady, know of your love?
Well, he did from first to last. Why dost thou ask?
But for a satisfaction of my thought, no further harm.
Why of thy thought, Iago?
I did not think he had been acquainted with her.
Oh, yes, and went between us very oft.
Indeed.
Indeed, aye, indeed. Discernest thou aught in that? Is he not honest?
Honest, my lord?
Honest, aye, honest.
My lord, for aught I know.
What dost thou think?
Think, my lord.
Think, my lord. By heaven, thou echoest me as if there were some monster in thy thought too hideous to be shown. Thou dost mean something. I heard thee say even now thou likest not that when Cassio left my wife. What didst not like? And when I told thee he was of my counsel and my whole course of wooing, Thou criedst, indeed, and did contract and purse thy brow together as if thou then had shut up in thy brain some horrible conceit. If thou dost love me, show me thy thought.
My lord, you know I love you.
I think thou dost. And for I know thou art full of love and honesty, and waste thy words before thou givest them breath. Therefore these stops of thine fright me the more.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Mark Antonio Pritchett is Othello, and Matt K. Miller is Iago. And Peggy's looking very agitated here. Peggy,
what's
going
on? I didn't mean to stop them. I was just saying, keep going.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Well,
anyway, I'm so
to
sorry.
Be continued.
To be continued. Sorry.
Buy a ticket.
Mark, tell us how you as an actor, how you handle the language of Shakespeare, because this is language, it's English, of course, the English language, but it's from another country and it's many hundreds of years old. And how do you animate that language on stage in the United States today?
Hmm. Well, the stories are very much the same. It's very much like a soap opera theme, two guys, one girl. You know, all yes. The basic themes kind of are, you know, in this sort of a thing. Jealousy, you know, mistrust, you know, a friend who is envious of someone else's position, so they set about to, you know, mess up, you know, that other person's victory. Once you kind of understand the underlying theme in the story, you know, it's something that can resonate through any time. The rest is just to kind of say it in a way that kind of conveys that to your average listener, to feel it, like an opera.
Yes. Matt, do you perhaps just pretend that it's not written in this very different style of English and just say it as if it were written in today's English, American English?
No, you can't. It's not American English, and there is a structure to it. The analogy I like to use is that it's like music in a lot of ways. There is a meter which can't be ignored. You can't hit it over the head, but also, you have to defer to some of the rhythms and the poetry and the way it's structured. And there is a way to do that and make it understood and make it naturalistic as well.
How do you do that?
there's the rub.
Seamlessly.
I've had training. I've had a lot of experience. Not to go into too much detail, but generally, the main meaning of the line is at the end of the line. In naturalistic speech, a lot of us start off at high energy at the beginning of our sentences, and then we kind of trail off. And in this kind of writing, this kind of meter, you have to do exactly the opposite. You have to drive your energy through the end of the line, because usually the most important part of it is at the end.
Mm-hmm. And Peggy, is that an important role for you as a director?
Yes. In fact, the actors hear me say, you need to play through the line, and everything that needs to be communicated is in the language. Mm-hmm. So we don't take long pauses. We don't start a sentence and then break and have a big thought process. You know, the emotional transitions, and especially for Iago, well, actually for both, but with Iago, who's turning on a dime a lot, pretending to care, and then moments later plotting to murder. It has to happen, Matt's right, very much on the line, through the line, and at the end of a line. So,
Mark, is Othello a more physically demanding role or emotionally demanding role than the typical lead role in a play that you act in?
Certainly. I mean, Othello is very much like a force of nature in some ways. I mean, it's you have to play a character that's kind of, you know, above and beyond in so many ways that it is quite a challenge to do that and actually live it truthfully. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And as we wrap this up, Matt, mm-hmm. apropos of nothing, when I was checking you out on the great website Internet Movie Database, I see a lot of films that are Asian. How is that?
Well, those are mainly voiceover credits.
Yes?
I dub a lot of anime into English.
But you do it from where, Los Angeles?
Mostly Los Angeles, yeah.
I see. So you don't jet over to Japan periodically to make films? You just jet up to Sacramento to do Othello.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's Othello. It opens March 17th, correct?
Yeah,
previews before
it,
that.
It begins March 14th in preview, and it runs through April 8th.
Well, thank you all very much. That's Peggy Shannon, director of Othello and artistic director of Sacramento Theater Company, and Mark Antonio Pritchett, who plays Othello, and Matt K. Miller, who plays Iago, in the STC production of Othello. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.